For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have done what? Put on Christ. If I grab any one of these men that can get in my suit, I put them on. What have they done? Put on my suit. That suit looked the same way on them it looks on me, because it doesn't change the color. Doesn't change the fabric. It remained the same kind of material. Am I right about it? Talk to me. We've been baptized into him, and we have put him on. So what are we going to do? As God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, I have put on Christ. What am I going to do? As God has anointed Jimmy of the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, as God has anointed Mae Clary with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, we're going to do just like him, what God wants you to understand. That's what he wants you to understand. That's why he said fight. That's why he said fight the good fight. You saw what I did with my faith. How you put me on, now act like me. Not only have you put him on, first you were baptized into him. Now you put him on. Keep reading. Keep rolling. There is neither. See, get rid of all these stupid, ignorant stuff people practice, and Satan is the perpetrator of it. And we get caught up in it. But if you get the love of God shed abroad in your heart and full of the word of God, you rise up above all this stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, man. It again. Let me read this one, please. There is neither who, Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye all are 2400, you all are one, where? In Christ Jesus. And when we can get this, with all this stuff among us, the world may do it, but we have no business acting like that. Whether you're a Jew or Gentile, whether you're black or white, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a male or female, you have no business acting like the world. We got to act like the one we've been baptized into. The one we have put on. We have a knowledge of him. He loves us. He walks in love. He heals. He gives. He protects. He encourages. He leads. He guides. He teaches. Hallelujah. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed. Because that's what the seed came through, Abraham. And so we are the seed of Abraham. An heir. Say heir. An heir according to the promise. What did he promise me? Give you everything that pertaineth to life and godliness. He promised you. He give you everything. He didn't hold back nothing. And you go for it. And the enemy have been trying to hold you and keep you from it. And that's why he said, fight the good fight of faith. Don't go around poor mouthing again. Don't go around talking about what you can't do. Don't go around talking about what you don't have. You got everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Usher, y'all better come on. I did it again. I'm going to stop because I can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what are we going to do? Fight the good fight. I'm born of God. We're sons and daughters of Almighty God. God lives on the inside of us. Turn him up, let him become big in you. How do you let him become big? Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. How do you draw nigh to God? Draw nigh to this word. Give it some meditation, give it some confession, give it some speaking, give it some believing and acting and standing. And don't be moved by trouble, don't be moved by sorrow, because they're all going to show up. And because you stand your ground, you come out victorious in every fight you enter. Don't let him pull you over into a flesh fight. Don't let him pull you over in no other kind of fight. You make him come over here in the arena with faith with you, and you'll whip him every time. Hey, you want to fight? Come on over here. Because I own the turf, I own the bat and the ball and the field. And you're going to play by my rules. You don't make no rules. Hallelujah. You the one come messing with me. I wasn't messing with you. Now you're going to play by my rules. Stand up, everybody. Hallelujah. Woo. Y'all don't really know it, but I could take off right here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Those of you that are viewing us by live streaming, we're about to pray. Perhaps it may be someone that's viewing us. You never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You may have done that, and then you slipped back and started going another way. He told me to tell you, he loves you. Come home. He loves you. God loves you. God loved you. He loved you. God loved you. He has life for you if you will be willing tonight, right there in your living room, wherever you're viewing us from. If you will say, Lord Jesus, I heard the word tonight. I believe that you sent your son. Father, I believe you sent your son. Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. Like the word says, I come to you tonight. I repent because I want this life. So Jesus, forgive me. Come in my heart. Give me this life. I receive this life from you right now. Thank you, sir. Jesus, I make you my Lord. To surrender to you and you be Lord from this day forward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give me all you have. I want the Holy Spirit and all that he does in my life. I yield to him this night. Fill me to overflowing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I realize I don't know what all this means, but here I am to be taught of you. Thank you, Lord. I'm a new creature. I'm your child now, and I want all that you have. So teach me, lead me, and guide me. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, we lift this offering up to you. Your people that are faithful to give, you're faithful to respond. You said you would. Every word that comes from you is good and valid. Nothing is phony. Nothing is shaky. Nothing is twisted. is straightforward, solid truth. That's all you are about. You're God of truth. So I thank you for increase upon every individual in this building tonight that released their seed. There will be a continual flow in Jesus' name. There will not be a lack, a shortage in any area of their lives as they faithfully follow you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for multiplying their seed and increasing the fruits of their righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.